And now we want to turn to NVIDIA announcing earnings after the bell. This is a stock that's up 128% year to date, an industry leader. And for this, we're going to bring in Daniel Newman. He is the Futurum Research Principal Analyst. And Daniel, good to see you here. What should we expect from NVIDIA after the bell? Because expectations are high.
It's going to be really interesting. You're talking about a company that's come on multiple quarters back to back, record revenues. Across its different business areas. Gaming has been explosive. It saw 85% year over year last quarter. You saw the whole company up 68% year over year. And this has just been records in professional visualization and data center and in gaming, with perhaps the only area that's been a little bit in focus that hasn't been growing quite as quickly has been automotive, which is something I'll definitely be watching. But you've seen this stock, I believe around August 18th, when the company last reported, it was sitting at under $200 a share. And over the past week, it's traded up above 300. So it's gained a third in market cap. It's quickly closing in on that trillion-dollar target that, you know, I'd set on it over just over a year ago. So there's a lot to watch. And then, of course, we're going to be looking for updates on ARM. We're going to be looking for updates on any supply chain issues with holiday, with the GPUs and gamers for retail. And then, of course, can this momentum continue? The company had a downgrade recently, and it was basically just because of how much momentum and how the price had spiked. It wasn't about anything the company was doing wrong. So there's a lot to look for here for NVIDIA.
Yeah, Daniel, in many ways, it feels like the expectations have run out way ahead. And Jared mentioned, I mean, this is a stock that it's up more than 120% on the year. To what extent can any positive news coming out of earnings actually move the needle on the stock when you consider how much upside we've seen already?
Yeah, that's, I think, a question that's in a lot of people's minds right now. I think ARM will be the most interesting in terms of pushing that next level of upside for the company. There was a recent update, in the UK where they're going to go to a level 2 probe. That means it's definitely going to add some time to the process, and it means they want to get under the hood and understand any anti-competitive forces that this deal could create. And we all know that after this deal was announced, the market cap offset of the $40 billion that is associated with this deal was almost gained within a matter of days as the stock price roared forward. Now, with that kind of probe, more regulatory items popping up, I think people are wanting to know, is this deal going to happen? Because I think that leg up from where the company sits at it, north of $700 billion in market cap to a trillion, could be heavily tied to the performance of being able to bring in ARM and grow into the CPU area. Another area was last week at GTC, the company focused on metaverse and with their offering called the Omniverse, which is their competitive positioning. Want to hear more about that, how integrated NVIDIA is going to be in the formation of this type of technology, which we've seen a ton of momentum with Meta, with Microsoft. And also automotive is another area to watch. That one's been a little bit slow, but they announced in 2024 with their new Hyperion 8 that the company will have fully self-driving technology that will be on the road in mainstream vehicles. And so all those things are happening at the same time, but the automotive has been a little slow, and companies like Qualcomm with the recent announcement of winning BMW in 2025 and beyond have been really coming in against NVIDIA. So there's a few forces working against them, but I think winning that ARM approval is the real big boon to get the company that next leg up.
And on that approval, we've seen renewed scrutiny over in the UK. I mean, has that changed your assessment at all about whether, in fact, this deal will go through?
I think I had been saying for some time it's a bit of a coin flip, because this is going to undergo so much regulatory scrutiny. You have to look at the situation with x86, with Intel and AMD, with ARM and NVIDIA. There is competition. Of course, ARM has a massive percentage in chips in the mobile space, so there's some concerns there. But NVIDIA didn't have any significant business in that area. It's kind of tough to say what will end up happening. I think China will be a point to watch. And of course, because ARM has major domicile in the UK, they're looking very closely, because that would be a relinquishment to the US here. Although Jensen Huang did say after the deal, him and Simon did come out and say they would be investing heavily in the UK if and when this deal was to be finalized. So it's not clear, but this additional scrutiny was expected, and the timeline continuing to be extended hasn't seemingly surprised anyone, nor has it slowed down the momentum on the stock price.
You mentioned Intel about a minute ago. I'm hoping you can talk about the stock. If you can't, that's okay. But should we count Intel out at this point? They've doubled down on fab, which I guess is good for U.S. domestic purposes, but they seem to have been left behind by AMD in so many different fronts and others as well.
I think there's a kind of a two parts to that story. There's the momentum part of that story, which we've certainly seen forward looking the way NVIDIA and AMD have been priced, that there's a lot more confidence in those names. But you can't rule out Intel and its ability under Pat Gelsinger to not only really even only make a comeback, but to just really turn a corner. You got to remember, this is a company that still has close to 90% of the CPU market in data center and server, and also holds a significant amount of market in the compute for client. This isn't a company that's lost massive market share. Their earnings have been pretty good, and they're trading at a multiple that is a fraction of what AMD and NVIDIA are currently trading at. So I tend to be more optimistic that what's happened was a bit of a correction, where Intel had almost an unrealistic amount of market share for so long. The competition was likely. Lisa Su at AMD, Jensen, I mentioned Qualcomm. These companies have done a good job of competing, of creating more competition. And I think the foundry space that you suggested is actually a really nice play by Pat Gelsinger and Intel to have a way to deliver and partner with these companies as they grow. So if Intel is fabricating these chips that are being designed, by an NVIDIA or an AMD or Qualcomm or other companies, they'll actually have a chance to drive a revenue stream from it. So I don't think Intel should be counted out by any means, but I do think everyone's watching and saying, can they execute on whether it's the fabs and foundry business or just, continuing to meet their deadlines with these new processes that, people have deemed them behind or having had delays over the past several years.
Yeah, and to your point, it is a multi-year process when we're talking about what Intel is looking to build out here. Daniel, it's always good to get your insight. Daniel Newman, Futurum Research Principal Analyst, joining us there.